Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. I want to thank Will Clapp for joining us in the first segment here with us to talk about his return back to the Saints. And Steve, tonight, LSU playing UNO at 6:30 tonight right here on the Big 870 WWL. But, man, you look a little bit down the road and you see them Longhorns. And you talk about a big test early. That series against Texas.
Mike, I'm going to hop in here and kind of give some numbers about, you know, the SEC and the weekend series. This is the one top 10 matchup in the SEC this upcoming weekend. I know that we kind of previewed it, that it was probably going to be the premier matchup of the SEC schedule for week two. You know, Tennessee and Alabama are playing each other. That's also great. Alabama's off to a 3-0 start in SEC play as well. But I think this matchup with Texas and LSU, funny enough, all four of the teams that are off to 3-0 starts in SEC play are all playing each other this weekend, Mike. But I can't wait. Jim Schlossnagel, man, what else can you say about the guy? He just wins everywhere he goes. And so, you know, yes, he had kind of an ugly exit from Texas A&M, but look at where A&M's at right now versus what Texas has done so far through the first 20 games of the season. They look great.
Okay, Charlie, had he left A&M and went, I'm going to just throw it, to North Carolina, would people have made a big thing of it?
No.
You know why he got made a big thing? He went to Texas. That's what really made it big.
Yeah, especially after losing, you know, the national championship series to Tennessee. You go to the arch rival, the school that loves to call you a little brother and stuff like that. It was a bad look. And it was a rough timing and everything like that. But what can you say about the guy? He just wins. And so... yes, LSU, it's a step up in competition from their opening weekend series against Mizzou, but it should be a lot of fun. Other weekend series as well, Mike, Texas A&M's playing Vandy, who's number 22 in the country. Auburn, who's number 20 in the country, is playing Kentucky, got off to a bad start in SEC play. Georgia, who's number 4, you know, with under head coach Wes Johnson, is playing number 13 Florida. That's another really fun matchup. And then Ole Miss is playing Mizzou. So we got a few of them, but LSU versus Texas is definitely the premier matchup, in my opinion.
And today, I know we've had some texters bring this up to me about Garrett Bradbury, who was a former 2019 first-round pick of the Vikings. Minnesota had tried to maybe make a deal with him, but nobody bit. And so he got released, and now he's come up with a new two-year deal with the New England Patriots. A lot of people think that had some thoughts of maybe moving him to left guard for another team, but he signs up a new two-year deal, $12 million, 3.8 of that $12 million guaranteed. When we come back, we'll have on with us another member of the New Orleans Saints, Phaelus Jones Jr. running back, wide receiver, return man, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, behind the glass here in our studio. And we had one of the texters ask me about the left guard position. When I take a look at it that now, are you real comfortable with that left guard position? I know Landon Young can play that spot. Will Clapp has played it. Nick Saldivari was the guy, I think, to be honest, Charlie, that's the guy they wanted to take over that left guard position. And, man, he's been hurt so often. And when he got a chance to play, you could tell all that missed practice time, he got beat like a drum. And I know one thing, if I see it, so do other teams in the NFL.
Right.
The Saints have to look at that as a priority spot unless you are thinking about doing some switching, picking a tackle if it's a left or a right, and move a Trevon Penning inside.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do, Mike, because we've talked about this tackle class is not very deep. So if you're going to get one, you should probably get one in round one with the 9th overall selection. However, if you don't think there's value there...
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And you don't want to take a tackle in this class. The guard class is pretty interesting, Mike. I guess, you know, I want to get your thoughts early on about the guards because, yeah, maybe Tyler Booker is the first-round pick from Alabama. But outside of that, Gray Zabel potentially sneaks into the first round as well just because there is a need for interior offensive line, especially with some of the teams near the bottom of the first round. But I think there's going to be a good run on interior offensive line in day two. And with the Saints hanging out with that extra third-round pick, I think that's obviously a clear position that they can address too.
Yeah, I think Tyler Booker is definitely a guy that'll go within the top 22 picks. I think Gray Zabel, who has really played right tackle, right guard, left tackle at North Dakota State, I would think that they would look more at him as an interior player, though he can play tackle.
Agreed.
I'm not saying he can't. The intriguing guy for me is Donovan Jackson from Ohio State, who had mostly played as an interior player. Then all of a sudden now they get some injuries, and he's got to be kicked out to tackle. I thought Donovan really played well. Now, I didn't think when you watched him work out, something may have been wrong. He may not have been feeling well at the combine. But Donovan Jackson, I'm going to tell you right now, I know a couple teams that have Donovan Jackson as a 20s pick in round one. They think of him that much. And so, yeah, I agree with you, but this draft class of tackles, guards, centers does not have the talent or the talent depth that we've seen in years past from offensive line. So it's just how you value it, but there's an attrition part is that the drop-off is really steep once you're going to get out of those top, I think, 38 picks.
Yeah, Mike, when I initially had the Saints take in Armand Mambu with the 9th overall selection of my first mock, it was with the intention of putting him at right tackle, and then you pick you kick Penning into guard. And obviously, I think he would be taking that left guard spot. And it's a little bit awkward because the guy has shifted positions already from left tackle to right tackle. And then if you're kicking him into guard, that's three straight years of him playing a different position. But at the same time, you got to take the best player available. And if you like one of those guys, it'll be interesting to see, because I think you saw some great things from Taliese Fuaga. What do you do if you take Will Campbell, right, from LSU? Yes, you want him to start at tackle. A lot of people see him as a guard because of his arm length. I think, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, Mike, that you let him fail at tackle before you play him at guard. And I don't think he will, because he's such a stout prospect. But does he potentially be an option? And then what do you do with Taliese Fuaga? It's just question marks on the offensive line if you do decide to take an offensive lineman early in the 2025 draft, which I think is still on the table for sure.
Yeah, because I think what we don't know is how the coaches feel about those players.
That's true.
And my feeling is that if you get a chance and Will Campbell's there and you select him, then I'm going to move Fuaga back to right tackle.
I agree.
And then you can kick Trevor Penning inside. So I think if you draft Mimbu, then you can keep everybody sort of as they are at the tackle spots, but you kick Trevor Penning inside to guard. And I think one of the two linemen will be there. One of those two guys. And I think it's a close shave, Charlie. Well, I mean, we've talked about it for weeks about you look on some people's board, they have Campbell, and then all of a sudden, Mimbu goes to the combine. He ain't played one game yet.
Yep.
And all of a sudden now, he's the top tackle. I think it's razor close between the two of them, but I do think one of those tackles is going to be there at nine. Somebody is not going to pick one, and you're going to have your choice of one of those tackles. And depending on how the draft is, the Saints have to look at that, because if there's talent depth, it's along the defensive line. Not at offensive line.
I've never bought that the Patriots are going to draft, you know, top offensive lineman available, even though it is a major need. I think they're going to go best player available because that roster needs so much help just top to bottom. And at that point, Mike, you get past maybe Jacksonville at five. The two spots that are a little bit intriguing, at least for me with Mimbu, you know, maybe the Raiders, but we're convinced that they're going to take Genty at pick six. And then pick seven is where it gets really concerning, because I think that the Jets could fully buy in. They drafted Olufashinu last year. He's going to be their left tackle of the future. And if they take Armand Mimbu, it's almost kind of a similar situation to the Saints, where they got Taliese Fuaga in the past draft. He looked great. And now you get your right tackle of the future. The Jets are in a similar spot where they have Fashanu that can play left tackle, but they do kind of have a hole at right tackle. So it makes sense for them to take Mimbu at pick seven. I think that Will Campbell would be the one that's more likely to be there at pick nine personally, but it'll be interesting to see how kind of the board shapes up, because the Jets can do a bunch of different things, a couple picks above them. I don't think the Panthers are interested in offensive line. They're probably looking more defense, but when we talked with Dez Johnson last week, Mike, we did around the NFC South to kind of recap free agency. Dez made a point that a lot of the spending that the Panthers have done so far has been on defense, and that's kind of opening up their options a little bit at pick eight. So we'll just kind of have to see how it all plays out.
Do they have a pass rusher?
No, they could really use the Jalen Walker, though.
I mean, yeah, see, because that's where Walker comes into play. And with the Jets, Brock Bowers said this after the Raiders picked him last year: which team showed the most interest to you? And he was quick. New York Jets.
Right.
Do they flip that this year?
And go Tyler. And
go Tyler Warren.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, the Jets are in a good spot ahead of the Saints, unfortunately, because Tyler Warren's someone that we've talked about a bunch for the Saints at pick 9-2. But if you are going offensive line, I think it's an interesting question, Mike. Like, what do you do if you take, you know, Will Campbell, you play him at left tackle, you move Taliese Fuaga back to his natural position at right, you take Armand Mimbu and everyone just kind of stays put, and you move Penning in to guard in either situation? Or do you kind of just stay put and maybe potentially address the guard spot later on in the draft? I think the Saints have some options here.
Yeah, the other thing too is I think the wild card as a top 10 pick is going to be Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan. I think he's a guy a lot of people really want to get to know a little bit better.
Right.
He is clear cut, other than Travis Hunter, the best cover guy in this draft class. Don't let what happened those final four games with the turf toe injury and he didn't play sway you anyway. You watch what he did for Michigan. He put you in his hip pocket. You ain't made no plays on Will Johnson. And a lot of times coaches, man, they hear the racket, what I call it, right, of the offseason from other people about, oh, well, he maybe could have come back and play. Okay, made the business decision not to. But if you want a player, Will Johnson can flat out be a stud cover cornerback in the National Football League.